ZLK and 4ZLK and 0GR.
N4ZLK, I'm getting to an area on 85 where I'm going to lose you, and then I won't have far to go, but I will say hello again.
Hello there, Shane. Oh, I just sitting here drinking a, what do they call them, Bernice? Yeah, but the kind. Hang on, Shane. IBC root beer, and eating some peanut M&M's. That's about as far uptown as you can get.
Tom, I'm going to have to disagree with you. I have never cared for root beer. My dad drank it like he almost lived on root beer, and I just never liked the smell. One funny story, we were on a family trip coming through Cincinnati. My dad was asleep. My mother was taking a nap. I was driving back when I was a teenager. And I heard him open up the bottle of root beer. No. I take that back. I'm telling this wrong. He was asleep. She woke up and said, oh, is dad awake? I smell root beer. And I said, no, you smell the Procter & Gamble plant. That's how I always thought the smell of root beer was.
That's bad, Shane. Maybe I ought to dump this out. Oh, I just like IBCs. I'm not fond of anything else. I used to love the A&W root beer in the big mugs. I never thought about it. I could have poured this into a frosty mug. That makes it good. And then Bernice puts a couple of dollars of homemade ice cream in it. That's good. Oh, I was listening to 20 meters here just now, and I can hear British Columbia all over the place. But yet I couldn't hear the guy in Kentucky that's doing the parks on the air. And that's the way the old man works. But I was going to tell you that guy I worked in Saudi Arabia, he was mobile last night. He just gets in his car and he drives out in the Red Sea. And his name's Francisco 7 Zulu 1 Victor Delta. And so I went in and talked to him a minute. Nice fella, but shows his automobile sitting out at the edge of the Red Sea. I don't know why he does it there, but he does. He just clears a bell. And I talked to American Samoa there last night too. He was on 17 of all places. And that late in the evening, I haven't heard much lately. They'll just pop in, they'll pop out. I see another one on 14045, which is CW, doing those parts on the air. I wish I felt like that. That's in Oklahoma.
Dad grew up drinking root beer floats. He grew up in Ohio, and that was a big deal up there. Root beer floats. But y'all can have it. You don't even have to share. I'll be fine. And I'm wondering if that Red Sea. I'm gonna keep talking while I'm going under the bridges, and you tell me if you lose me. I know I can't hear anything under here, but I'm wondering if that Red Sea really affects the propagation. I know water can have an effect, and I think salt water also has a good effect on propagation. That may be why he goes out there and parks along the sea there.
Oh, I think you're definitely right. Yeah, I've heard that many times. You couldn't prove it by me, of course, but you'll see these guys set up very close to large water areas, and it does work really well. But, like I said, you can't prove it by me. Dang, my page disappeared. I don't know what his call was. I should have clicked on him. I can hear him. He's I don't need to do that. Just listen to his call. shoot. I'm working beans in Oklahoma. But, a lot of them do that. And some of the guys that set up, temporary areas, they'll go down to the beach and drag a dipole across the beach, and works like a champ.
if it helps me or not. I've got a 5-acre pond behind my house, and there's a lot of springs. It's a downhill slope to the pond, and there's a lot of springs that come out of right there at the edge of my property. And I'm wondering, maybe the water table's pretty good where my antenna runs, but I seem to have a good propagation that direction all the time, which is headed towards Europe. I never have any issues with Europe, and if there's any Russian on there, a lot of times they're coming in loud and clear as well. I seem to have it's not quite the same going back the opposite direction. It's just always like I have a direct connection into the European continent.
Well, I can't see it do any harm. I guess it reflects off of it, and you'd have to ask one of the smarter hams. But I have the same situation here. And in Kansas, I had to really work at it because it was another skip, you know. But down here, guys, I can work anywhere in Europe almost any time on CW. Now, sideband's a little harder, but that's just because it's wider band, you know, and it's like if you just have a 100-watt transmitter on CW, it's like having an amplifier as far as I'm concerned.
Time I was testing my HF radio out, just playing around with it, I didn't realize I'd turned the power way down. I heard somebody on sideband. I answered him. He came right back to me, and I looked down, and I don't even... It doesn't register how many watts. It's just kind of a turning, you know, you turn the knob. And it was way down, almost completely off. But I know that happens too. But anyway, Tom, I'm pulling over here, grabbing some coffee. So I made it through where I was talking. I wouldn't have been able to hear you under those bridges. I always lose you on 85 there, 85 and 385. You enjoy that root beer float, and have mine as well if you want. I'll let you have it. You and Miss Bernice have a good evening. N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. Well, it's just a glass of root beer here and an insulator. And my M&Ms, I just eat 6 of them, and that's my limit. And butter beans and cornbread for supper. So I'll be gassed up real well. Anyways, you take care, and we wish the best for your wife. And we'll catch you down the line. Get that coffee. That's my drug of choice. I have to have 2 cups of a morning to get going. Good hearing you tonight. N4ZLK and 0TR73.
And Shane, hello to you too. Although you're pulling off a while.
Page in a while. Just turn the tractor off. Yeah, 732. Nice to hear you. N4ZLK.
Good to hear you this evening. And I'm sitting here watching an old Gunsmoke. Bernice is reading a magazine and drinking a bottle of IBC root beer. I usually make a root beer float, but I don't have those very often. But I'm just getting set up here down in the basement, getting ready to work a little DX if it's there, if it's not. I was telling Shane, I worked a guy, he goes over to the Red Sea, and he's in Saudi Arabia, and it shows a picture of him on QRZ. When you bring up his call, and he's in his car, all right. And I thought, Saudi Arabia, mobile? Well, he was just clear as a bell last night. But he was at 7 Zulu. But he was on 20 meters. But to the contrary, I was trying to listen to Parks on the Air a minute ago and work him. And he was in Kentucky, and I couldn't hardly hear him at all. But the guy talking to him was in British Columbia, and I could hear him like he was sitting next to me. That's the way the cookie crumbles on HF. This guy here now, he's some park in Texas, I guess. Well, he stopped transmitting for the moment. He moves parks on the air. I like to give him a holler if I can on CW. It's fun. How you doing?
Been busy last week. Lynn went to see a couple of cardiologists, and she's going to have a cardiac ablation on the 29th. Wasn't tachycardia stuff, supraventricular tachycardia. The one of the other doctors thought she had AFib or atrial flutter, but this guy said, nope, if she ain't got that, I gave her, had this cardiovolvulfane that we, I take 6 lead EKGs, you know, and send him all the strips. He said, nope, no AFib, no atrial fibrillation, no atrial flutter. And so she will have an ablation done, get rid of those episodes. She's having one, she had one about every 2 weeks, about a month ago. She hadn't had one in about a month now, but you know, it's just one of those things, her, I guess about 190 beats per second scares her, and she doesn't feel confident to drive by herself or anything like that anymore, so she decided to go ahead and get it done. Otherwise, we're doing okay.
DJC. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I've heard those are real successful. In atrial fibrillation, well, that sometimes takes forever to get rid of, and sometimes you don't. Unless they, you go into the hospital, I had a buddy, and you go in, they shock it back into sinus rhythm, and you can back out working the same day. But he was an exceptional guy. He did HVAC all his life, most of it. He worked on TVs for many years. He never did go on. He graduated summa cum laude from the university in physics. Oh, my God, the man was smart. Computers, just unbelievable. And he was another Dave Watson type. And never thought anything about it. He'd go out there and get shocked and go back to work. That ablation, they go in there with RF, I think, don't they? And that's the end of it, hopefully, when she gets that done. So that's probably the way to go. Today, I got really concerned. This is N0TR. Now, I'll tell you why. KB4CBA, talk to him pretty much every day, sometimes several times a day. You know, he's always playing tennis. And I'd been getting on him about playing out there in the 100-degree heat. I said, it's going to bite you in the butt one of these days. And so, day before yesterday, I think it was one of Bernice, when Dave called me, and he didn't sound good at all. That's rare. And said he was headed back to the doctors, that he'd been on some medicine. And I said, is it heat related? And he said, well, I hate to admit it, but the doctor said it probably was. That's all he said. And he said, the medicine ain't working, Tom. He said, I'm headed back to the doctor. I didn't talk to him very long, but I called him today. I texted him today. I didn't get no answer. So, God bless him. He's a terrific guy. I hate to see him down, and I'd almost bet he's probably in the hospital.
Of course, her episodes don't last about 10 minutes, maybe, or so. She hadn't had one in years. She had one last year, and after about 10 minutes or so, I couldn't measure her heartbeat. I didn't have anything to go high enough to measure, so to the ER, they did the whole workup and that sort of thing, and so she's been dealing with it about a year now. It's up until then, she hadn't had one probably since maybe 15 years ago, maybe even. I know she told me she had one, she was in high school, real hot, and they were out there on the football field with a band. But she had one back last year in June, and then she had another one in September. She hadn't had another one until April of this year. Then she had like two or three short ones, but she never had to go back for a cardioversion, you know what you're talking about, because hers was an AFib. It just, she could either use, she had a couple of things she did, and it would stop. But she never had an episode where she couldn't stop. And the doctor said it really wasn't that harmful for her, but she just wants to be able to have confidence where she can do stuff again like she did, you know, she did before, so it'll be worth it. The guy's done several hundred of them. He's going to do it at Prisma in Greenville. He's a young guy, but he's Duke Fellowship. I think he's got 4 Duke Fellowships. He's evidently knows what he's doing. It's about a 2 or 3 hour deal. They get in there and let me drop this thing. of Catherine, and they, what they do is they map, electronically map the heart with a CT scan, and then they see the areas where the nerve, where the electrical impulses are off, and they get in there. They're going to do, he uses RF. Some people use a cryo, you know, we're just freezing it, but he said RF worked better. They're getting RF, you know, basically cauterize those couple of spots, and she'll be, he said she'll be out the same day, so I'm looking forward to, hoping everything goes well, looking forward to getting it done. She's not looking forward to getting it done, but as I say, minor surgery is only minor if it's being done on somebody else.
The repeater's in nip mode here, because it's going to start here in about 10 minutes, but it won't time out now, I don't think, is what that means. But, well, I'm glad to hear she's getting taken care of, Jerry. I have a left bundle branch block, and they always look excited when they first see that on the EKG, and then I tell them, no, that's been that way for years. I don't even know what it means. Some electrical impulse to the heart, but it's not been there since my heart got real, real bad with the heart failure. Oh, gosh, 2012 or something like that. I don't remember. But had it quite a while. But my dad had that tachycardia once, and they never did say whether he had a heart attack or not, but I'm almost certain it was. And he didn't want to go to hospital, of course, and denial is one of the first symptoms. And he was hard-headed as a rock. So I finally called my sister, and she called an ambulance, and by then he was bad enough he went, but that's what it was, and you could definitely see it on that scope. And I asked the doctor how serious it was, and he said it was real serious, so I'm glad she's getting that taken care of. Oh, gosh, Jerry, we haven't been doing a whole lot other than running to the grocery stores and that, and just being around home a lot because of the rain today. Boy, down there, but you guys look like you got clobbered, since your OTR.
Frank, we've had a while today, I think, and got some yesterday too, so we're not having to water our side right now for a while. Time about to get out of this, then it's going to start in a few minutes. Good talking to you now. I'll give you a shout tomorrow sometime. We're going to be around the house most of the day, I think. But anyway, you and Bernice have a good evening. And I'll talk to you a little bit later. N0TRN4DJC.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from you. I got an item here I'm going to be setting up tomorrow, probably. And I'll probably be around down here in the basement, other than when I go out to Chicken House or whatever. Poor chickens even been suffering. I got fans on them, though, so. That's more than my neighbor's guy. He don't have any fans on, but I felt sorry for him, so I put a couple of 20-inch fans out there and put them on timers. They don't take hardly any energy, and they're junk, you know, Walmart fans, $20. Well, now they're $30. Thank you, Joe. Anyways, take care, Jerry. Great to hear you tonight. Glad you jumped in there. In 4DJC and 0TR73.